Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Hope everyone's doing well today. I'm doing just fine, sipping on some coffee here on the porch of my little cabin, drinking some coffee, and guess what I'm listening to? Western swing and other things. I brag on this show a lot, but tell you what, I'm very honored to be a little part of this awesome music. I've loved this kind of music all my life, and truly this is a part of my weekend that I always look forward to. And I always look forward to bringing you a little bit of tidbit of information, something that might help you, or maybe something that's just fun to hear about on our little outdoor show here each week. This week, we're going to talk about rabbit. Now, you know, cottontail rabbits and squirrels, back when I was a kid, was the mainstay growing up in very rural northeast Texas. Now, back in those days, that was before the boom in white-tailed deer numbers. There were a few deer, and we called it hunting them. We didn't have a lot of success back in those days hunting deer, but we wore the squirrels and rabbits out. That was actually pre-DDT, the poison that was used, and which really hit the rabbit population hard back in our part of Texas back in those days. But rabbits are plentiful again. They're running cycles, you know, numbers of rabbits. This happens to be an awesome year. I got out here with all things an air shotgun. It's called a double shot by Air Venturi, and used some number 6 shot and took a couple of cottontail rabbits. Those things, you know, when they bust out of cover, it's kind of hard to always guarantee getting one with a rifle, but that shotgun up and close 25 yards and in worked really well. But I cooked them. Here's the way I like to cook rabbits. Now, you can substitute squirrel. You could use pheasant if you wanted to for this recipe. But rabbit is an underutilized game animal. Rabbit is awesome. In Europe, you know, places like France, there have always been held in high esteem. And a lot of us here in the U.S. know how to cook rabbit. It's really simple. I'll just take I take the rabbit and quarter him up, 4 quarters, and then I cut the back into 2 pieces. That's where the most tender meat is, the backstrap of the rabbit, just like the backstrap of a white-tailed deer. It's prime vittles, we'll say. But I'll take it, and I'll marinate it overnight up in salt water. I think that just gives it a little, I don't know, gives it a little better flavor. But when you're cleaning the rabbit, go ahead and remove all, if there's any sinew there on the outside of the legs or whatever, cut all that that off, and just, you know, just where you're dealing with just pieces of rabbit meat there without any sinew. And after it's been in the refrigerator overnight or 4 or 5 hours in salt water, I'll take it and then I'll dust it with a little garlic powder, black pepper, and maybe a little more salt, you know. And then from then on, it's simple. I'll just roll it in flour, each piece of the rabbit. And I use a Dutch skillet. Actually, you could use a Dutch kettle, but cast iron is what we want to cook it in. Put about, an inch of grease in there, cooking oil, and brown the rabbit. Then it'll be done after about 10 minutes of frying, and it'll be kind of crispy on the outside, but it won't be tender yet. So brown the rabbit and then drain it on paper towels and reduce most of that cooking oil. In other words, you want just about maybe enough, 4 or 5 tablespoons of cooking oil left in there in that skillet. Leave all those crumbs and everything from the frying of the rabbit in there with it. And then put your rabbit back in that skillet, cut your fire up on high, throw a handful of onions in there with it. And then when those onions are translucent, take a big can of cream of mushroom soup. Put that in there on the rabbit pieces. Now, this could be squirrel pieces. It could be pheasant. Anyway, stir that all up and incorporate that gravy. Add about a can or two of water and cut your fire down real low, your flame real low, or put it in the oven at 300 for about 45 minutes. Folks, that is some of the best meat. Serve it with fresh jasmine rice, and you're well on your way to having an awesome meal. Been fun today, folks. Do remember catfishradio.org. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.